now a lot of people, they used didn't have enough of, they just put on a few blankets or something like that, or quilts, I mean, and sleep on. Of course, now where they, some people would have long years ago, did you ever hear of a shuck mattress made out of shucks off of corn?
Yeah,
well, the old timers I've seen them all slept on them. Then they used wheat straw to make them, a straw mattress.
Is that right?
Then they used feather beds. Then they used a cotton mattress. Mm-hmm. And of course now it's all cotton, but no more feather beds, and no more straw mattresses, and no more shuck mattresses. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people used to, they'd shuck the corn and take and pull them shucks off like picking a feather off a hen, you know. And then separate them shucks and make a silk mattress out of them. Mm-hmm.
Talking about corn, what did you call that stuff that grows out the top of the
tarsal?
That's what?
The tarsal.
Yeah. And what about that stuff that you have to brush off the
silks?
That's the silks.
Mm-hmm. And then the leaves that's on the corn, they call that there the fodder or the blades.
Well, let me ask you about this expression. A farmer might say, well, we expect to have a big crop this year because the soil's very...
We're going to get a bumper crop, mm-hmm. or the soil will be rich, mm-hmm. or plenty of moisture.
Mm-hmm. Or a real fertile soil? Huh? Fertile soil? Fertile?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard any special names for soil that was real rich, or...
Well, yes. Now, when I was in Mississippi, anyway, it was loam, mm-hmm. very rich and loose, mm-hmm. and then old gumbo was that. It was black. And you step down, you take your trucks with you all the time. They got that in Mississippi, they got it out in Oklahoma, Texas.
Have you ever heard of any kind of land that was real good for growing things? It was kind of low-lying land? Might have had water on it at one time?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to have a place down on the river down here. And every time the water would get up, it'd get over. They call that floodland.
Floodland?
And it was rich, and just loamy, and just grow anything.
You ever heard people call that bottom land?
Oh yeah, that's bottom land. There's bottom land, there's first bottom and second bottom. The second bottom is something to never, water never get high enough to get over it. And the other, real bottom land, at times of floods, it'd be flooded.
Well, is there any kind of low-lying land around here that's not used for anything except maybe growing hay or some kind of grass? You just call that a what?
A meadow?
Well, what about a piece of land that's not good for much of anything because it's got water standing on it all the time? It might have beavers in it and all that?
They call that a marsh or floodland or a marshy place. That's water stands on it off and on all the time. That's what's called marshland.
Would that be the same thing as what some people call a swamp?
Yeah. Swamp and a marshland is all the same.
Well, what if you had a piece of land with some water on it that you wanted to put to cultivation? What would you say you had to do to it to get the water off of it?
Well, you would drain it.
What do you call those things that you dig to take the water off? Those are the...
Drainage ditches.
The ditches.
Yeah.
What do you call bits of fresh water flowing along around here? You say you got, what would you call something like that?
Where the fresh water is flowing? That's creeks.
Yeah, creek?
Yeah.
Did you have different names?
Well, there's another one they called a branch. Mm-hmm. A branch is a little bit smaller than a regular creek. A branch would come from a spring somewhere and just run down just a little. You could just